This will be a defining moment in your life tonight. There are some things that the body of Christ have never seen and have not understood. And we're still growing, right? Every day, growing. In the spirit world, you got to keep growing, keep developing, keep walking in love no matter what happens. Amen. Praise God. I said, keep walking in love no matter what happens. Glory to God. I wish I could preach a half hour. Hallelujah. Never did too good with that. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a part of a discernment prayer that it seemed I've been praying for many years, but it seemed like I should get you to pray this with me as we talk about impartation tonight. There are some other legs we have to stand on to understand how important impartation is. Yes. Very, very important, but there are some legs that we've been standing on too long and never got to the important part. And so I want to share that with you tonight. So just pray this with me. Lord, I thank you for using the spirit of discernment in my life to become an asset to my family. Also, allow it to bring a contribution to the kingdom. Let information and revelation come to the sense through teaching. Let gift be given to the saints through impartation. Let resources come to the church through equipping. Let discernment be turned on in the life of your people through activation. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Be seated. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 10. There's a lesson here to be learned about impartation. But then there's a prophetical moment the Lord has graced this service with insight from the Spirit, fresh and anew. So thus saith the Lord, be it known, my children, that information is wonderful within itself. It covers the spectrum of moving ignorance out of your life. Yeah. Then we move into another aspect of instruction. Get that? Information, instruction. Instruction gives some direction, but it does not always give the power for you to follow that direction. Inspiration opens up the spirit world to a certain degree. And illumination gives light. But impartation will cost you more because impartation includes experience of all the above that I talked about information, inspiration, instruction. You getting it?
Yes, sir.
An experienced person who God instructs to impart to you will bring you into a realm of manifestation and demonstration like never before. Sometimes a person never get to the mantle, never get to the fathering, never get to the DNA. Wow, you heard that? So we in territories here, we're talking about unlimited prosperity. Everybody that you meet is not an apostle, a prophet of prosperity. And when I talk about prosperity, I'm talking about financial prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Give me a minute.
Yes, sir.
The other things are included, but specialized in getting the body of Christ in a vein of the covenant that the Father wants them to walk in to enjoy the blessing of his benefit at another level. When you find someone wearing this, biblically speaking, the Lord is going to show you tonight one of the greatest lessons of a wise woman. Show you the position that she is in, and by revelation, you'll know why she's in that position, respect, honor, and expectation. We must move beyond the stagnation of not fully participating, because we will never see, you'll never experience. I came through full participation without fear. Whatever it took, I did it. I got the impartation. The impartation of the prophet came to me from a prophet. And by working with the prophet, prophetic impartation, God took me to another level of the apostolic to finish some of the things that my father had started. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, in dealing with this lesson we're dealing with here, and you had the 1 Kings chapter 10, right? That's where you are? I want to, how to receive a supernatural impartation of unlimited prosperity. I said, do you find someone that's wearing it? Okay, that's the first thing. And it's not easy to do. In manifestation and demonstration, never let them out of your sight or reach. Sowing, serving, sowing, and saying the same thing they say. We talked about Ruth, remember? For a few moments. Now, I have a question here. Why was Bathsheba so rich? And there are some points here you need to see, but I want you to write these words down. Information, instruction, inspiration, impartation, mantle, fathering, DNA. Now, some people never touch some of these because they fail the test on information. They get information and they fail the test. They don't want to go no further, you see. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I want to show you from the scriptures tonight, this woman who I believe received the impartation because she knew what she was doing. Yes, sir. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. Now, just put that up on the board in the Message Bible. That's first verse in the Message, because I read it in the Message and it said some things. No, I need it in the Message Bible. I don't need it in the King James. I got it in the King James up here. The Queen of Sheba heard about Solomon and his connection. With the name of God, she came to put his reputation to test by asking him tough questions. Can I take this voice by voice? I got something I want to show you. And the second voice saying, she came to Jerusalem with a great, very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stone. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Give me that second verse in the Message Bible on the board so they can see it. The second verse now. We need to look at this. She made a grand and sure entrance into Jerusalem, camels loaded with spices, a huge amount of gold and precious gems. She came to Solomon and talked about all the things that she cared about, emptying her heart to him. Now, this woman is rich, but I recognize why she's rich. She made proper contact with people who was where she wanted to go. And ask them questions.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to find out when the final analysis, after she saw about 8 things, she said, that's enough. She started sowing.
Yep.
How can this woman sow in this rich man? She knew something.
She knew something. Yes, sir.
That broke people don't know.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Come on, Dad.
See?
Yes, sir.
She could have said, he don't need nothing.
Right, right, right.
But I need something.
Yes, sir.
Because see, Solomon level was blowing her levels out the water. Stay with me?
Yes, sir.
Solomon told her all her questions, he answered all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had, stop counting. Seeing all Solomon wisdom, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Number one.
Yes, sir.
Number two, and the house that he had built. Keep putting it on the board when I'm at a certain verse in the Message Bible. And the house, trust two things.
Wisdom and house.
And the house that he had built. She saw it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. When the Queen of Sheba experienced for herself Solomon's wisdom and saw with her own eyes. The palace. He had built.
Yes, sir.
Come on, stay with me now. Stay with me. Because see, we get in fear and trembling, and we can't get an impartation.
Come on.
Because we're impartial about wealth when we see it. And it caused us to freeze, and we'll never get there.
Yes, sir.
See, these things are in the Bible for a reason.
Yes, sir.
For you to catch on,
yes, sir.
That if you find it,
yes, sir.
Move on it.
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ don't know much about this.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to put some things out here tonight in a few minutes. The body of Christ don't know much about this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They don't even know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
She saw his house.
Yeah.
Wonder what kind of house that was. I see some of the expression on some of y'all face. Y'all scared. Y'all scared is all I do. Y'all don't know what I'm gonna say up here tonight.
Come on.
But this is. You are people who are being pulled from the lower level. You got to know how it happened, man. It's not just going to happen by you praying and saying. There are things that God has set in place to test you. To check you out.
Come on.
Saw his wisdom. Didn't you just see his wisdom? You saw his house that he built. All right, now that's two things. And the meat on of his table. And the setting of his servants. And the attendance of his ministers. Oh, Lord. And there are blue jean and tank shirt. No socks on. That ain't no prosperity, man. And their apparel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll just throw this out there. Thank God for women like Hazel and money. They love the dress. I'd be just spending their whole check. Money was just take our check to the store. This is. But I like that.
Yep.
See, they were dressed a certain way. Prosperity got to dress a certain way. And the parables and his cup bearers And he walked different.
Yeah, he did.
And his accent, by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Now, this is a rich woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
And she said to the king, verse 6, you with me?
Yes, sir.
It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Come on, catch me up here. Give me verse 5.
Yeah.
Give me verse 5. That's verse 5, it's verse 6 here. Give me verse 5. The meals that were served.
Come on.
The impressive array of the court officials.
Come on, Dad.
And sharply dressed. You see it?
Wow.
Apostle Thompson.
Sharply dressed waiters. The lavish crystal and the elaborate worship, extravagant with whole burnt offering at the step leading up to the temple of God. Yeah, my goodness. Watch what happened now. Watch what happened. You see, the woman is there to get an impartation.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And she did not freeze because God was showing her something.
Yes, sir.
I see in the body of Christ sometimes they freeze. When, when God shows them something, they get stagnant. They get scared that they're being left out. And the Lord is trying to show them how to get in. Whoa, man, whoa. Whoa, 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 man. Come on, listen. In verse 6, and she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. And she said to the king, it's a true, your reputation for accomplishment and wisdom that reached all the way to my country is confirmed. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came, and mine eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I heard. She said, I wouldn't have believed it if it hadn't been seen it for myself. They didn't exaggerate. Such wisdom and elegance, far more than I could ever have imagined. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And she went on to say, watch this, you see, because people sometimes don't appreciate something.
Yes, sir.
They don't appreciate labor, what it took for a person to get where they are. They just casually bump them every now and then, but they don't understand what God, what kind of grace God trying to put on them, what God trying to do for them, where God trying to bring them. Get them out the regular lifestyle. Most Christians live a regular lifestyle and die. They never saw the benefits and the blessing and the things that God really wanted to enjoy. They live in the system, and you're supposed to live above the system. But it can't bring you just by information, just by inspiration, just by running. He can't bring you there. There's other things you have to learn, catch on to. He show you things for you to get involved in it that you can get caught. You can get caught in another level.
Yes, sir.
Most church folk are not going to make it. They're too churchy.
Yes, sir.
You know, they don't recognize that God has a plan to test you.
Yes, sir.
To find you out before he can bring you to the next level.
Yes, sir.
Because you're ugly on this level, you're going to be uglier on the other level. So you got to find out, you got to find out who you are before you can go to the next level. Impartation does not come by information.
Yes,
You open the door to impartation.
Yes, sir.
God don't open the door, you open it.
That's right.
He put it there for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through.
Come on, Dad.
She says here, happy are the men. Happy are these thy servants just to be in your presence.
Yes.
Will stand continually before thee and just eavesdrop.
Yep.
And then, you know, when a person in that position, they're always telling how they got there.
Yes.
If you listen at them, they'll tell you, man, that's more valuable. You run a person who have went through the channel and you done got that close to them and you can eavesdrop. And you don't appreciate the eavesdropping? You take it for granted that it's just somebody else and you've seen what God have done? He's trying to plant something in your life that you cannot get the normal way.
Yes, sir.
I feel so sorry for people who can't catch it. They don't even understand what God's trying to do. Thank God you're here. I chose not to fret myself by who not here. Don't make me no different. God, my souls. God, my wife's souls. God, this ministry's souls. So I choose not to bother myself. I choose to walk in love. I choose to walk heavy. I choose to praise him tonight. I know God is a good God. And I know somebody gonna get something in here tonight like never before. I declare the glory to fall. I declare windows to be open, doors to be open, gates to be open. Hallelujah. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. There can be an impartation any minute. Mm. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. I didn't do it, you see, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Oh, man, put verse 10 on the board in the Message Bible. You got it up there? The woman knew something. She's working on something. She's already rich. She didn't get rich being stupid. When she got by somebody with some experience, she eavesdropped. Now, after all this woman have seen, his house, the way they dress, his table, and here the scripture says she give the king 4.5 ton of gold. You got to be out your mind. What's the matter with her? The king didn't need the gold.
Yes, sir.
She wanted to go to another level. She gave him 4.5 ton of gold and also sacks after sack of spices and expensive jewelry. There haven't been a cargo of spices like that since that shipload, the Queen of Sheba, brought to King Solomon. Now, are you catching this? I see, because I don't just be reading and talking to you. Are you finding out what the Lord is saying to you? You see, you can have information. You can have inspiration. You can have illumination, but it's not like impartation. Are you following me? Sit down. See, most of the time, people don't know what's happening. They're penny pinching and they're scared, they're in fear. Don't be in fear. You know, when I didn't have nothing, I never was in fear. I just give. I said, I know I wasn't gonna be like that always. Oh, but look at me now. I came to the channels. But look at me now. And God did it, John. God did it. I give him praise. That's the way you're going to get out of debt.
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
I shared this morning. The man found me and sowed a seed. And I said, I received your seed. When he was walking away, God said, release his harvest.
Yes, sir.
So I know I got to do more than just receive you. I'm releasing harvest now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And rendering the enemy helpless.
Yes, sir.
Toward his financial growth.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm anointed for that.
Yes, sir.
Who else in the world you heard God give them money coming? In the world. Africa, Brazil, Germany.
Nobody.
Why he give it to us? He must be wanting us to do something out of the ordinary. Notice what I said. Why he give it to us? You here, aren't you? In a few moments, you're about to do a parallel.
Wow.
Yep. Yes, sir.
The elder's son that did a parallel.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's how the Queen of Sheba got rich.
Yes, sir.
She heard wisdom of how God functioned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God functioned that way to remove your falsity.
Right.
Where you're faking, yes, he find you out whether you're a fake or not.
Yes, sir.
I remember, man, when I was a young boy, my daddy and I used to drive up to his store. He had a small store. He would come out and say, "Hey, Tom," this is what he says, "Something for nothing, Tom. Something for nothing." No. That's why his store stays so small. Ain't no such thing as something for nothing. You got to move out. You got to plant something. You got to sow something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make it plain.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Come on, apostle.
Oh, God, I'm trying to act nice now. I don't want to say that. Everybody who stay at home is stupid.
Yes, sir.
They're plumb financially stupid.
Yes,
the opportunity that God is providing for them up in this place, and I ain't know I was going to correlate with that's stupid, man. That's stupid. You can't train nobody like that. Tell me, I got a revelation. You ain't got no revelation.
Apostle.
You ain't in the financial graveyard in your mind.
Right.
Yeah. I'm almost through, Junior. She started giving, you know, she started giving, and then Solomon gave her something. Say, "Well, you want anything out of the room now? Out that room right there, you can get it." But it revealed that Solomon was ready to impart something in her. Because she was such a wise woman that she came. Now listen, I'm gonna tell you two or three more things and I'm gonna close out. Right, sit down, write this down. The first thing is discovering. You got to make a discovery at this level. Then the next thing is discerning. How impartation works. The next thing is make a deposit. And then come, you listening?
Yes,
the download. In you.
Yes, sir.
To escape financial normality.
Yes.
Normal finances. You move beyond the system.
Yes, sir.
And God begin to manifest himself in your finances.
Yes, sir.
Download.
Download.
Impartation download.
Impartation download.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just need to preach to you a little bit, you know.
Yep.
You know, to tell you the truth. I mean, whether you accept it or not, hallelujah. I mean, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I know how I did it. I know how I did it.
Yes, sir.
I followed behind Fred Price.
Yes, sir.
Fred Price was putting up $50,000. I said, whoa, this man, y'all know something. These 100 and something preachers I'm sitting with up here, they didn't let up. You're laughing and talking to this man. Every year, this man walking two or three times. I'm going with him next year. I'm not going to have no $50,000. But if you stop, I'm gonna hit the back of his shoes because I'm going up there. The man was outdressing us, outliving us. I mean, what? But somebody stupid. What happened? I'm tired of being stupid. I'm going for it. I need this. I got in my pocket. I need it. I don't know what I'm gonna do next, but I'm going up. Yeah.
Come on, man.
And some kind of way, I got downloaded.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
While I was going, there was something got in me.
Yes, sir.
Something got on me.
Yes, sir.
So I kept going.
Yeah.
I had a preacher confess right here. He called himself stupid. He said, I was sitting right there beside you. Every year, you got up. Just what he said. Look at you and look at me. That's a wide gap. But he had the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
But you see, people try to get it by praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He knew it.
That's right.
Mm. Wow, sir. I know more broke prayers.
Real, that's real.
Because prayer is to give you instruction. You don't follow the instruction. Listen, you can't take prayer. I said it earlier. You can't take prayer and the scripture and create God in your image.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Who understanding something I'm trying to say to you? I'm talking to you in love, but I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna have to find your Solomon.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about money. You're gonna have to find somebody who's not just teaching this stuff.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And you're gonna have to prayerfully watch what God tell you do. This came in this ministry for a reason.
Yes, it did. Yeah. I agree.
Yes, it
did. These men have trained my elders.
Yes.
My elders say, oh, man, it's the way it's supposed to go. Because they never seen it. They never been in this area.
Right. Yes, sir. That's true.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And so that's why God, people, is not walking in the prosperity they're trying to confess it in. Baby, you got the soul prosperity. Prosperity ain't coming by no confession. Prosperity looking for a seed.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Prosperity looking for a seed. Write it down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Prosperity is looking for... No. Prosperity is looking for seeds.
Prosperity is looking for seeds.
One seed ain't gonna do it.
Yes, sir. One seed ain't gonna do it.
You know, when I say these words, because they're always used, we don't take it lightly, but I really don't take this lightly. I really, really appreciate. And Apostle is going to do something when I finish saying what I have to say. But he's going to do something. He asked a question this morning. I think it was this morning. How many of you, when you're praying, God is nowhere on your mind? That was this morning? Yeah. You know, so when you're making your confession or you're saying what you want to receive, you know, sometimes God is not even on your mind. The scripture tells us, Mark 11 and 22 tells us, have faith in God. Jesus said that. Have faith in God. Yep. But you see, when the winds start to blow and things get tight, we kind of like forget about that. And we begin to worry, and we won't follow through with what we need to do. And that is so. So I'm saying to you now, before you leave here this week, get the MP3s, get the CDs, you get whatever means that we have, the videos or whatever, and you listen to those messages. Because we have a tendency to listen to them and we're not really getting it, you know? And so if we listen and listen long enough, it will become a part of us. So when the wind blow and things get tight, we won't faint. You see, because once we get it in our spirits, we got it. And then what he's getting ready to do will start to come to pass. And we'll have to wonder why I'm planting seed and why I'm doing this and I see no results. You have to get it on the inside of you, and you have to be so convinced till nothing and no one can come along and steal that from you. You have to be thoroughly convinced that God is your source. And you don't look around at the circumstances. You don't look around at all that's around you that's going wrong. And you can know. I'm well above that. I'm not a slow learner. But when we say I receive, well, then he was saying to it was today or yesterday.
Today,
he said.
Today, huh?
Yeah, he released the harvest. So he's going to do that. But I'm telling you to be prepared and to hold fast to what you have heard. You've got to keep listening. It was a tape, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to stop. It was a tape that I listened to at least 50 times before I got it, before I understood, before I could see what that teaching was trying to get to me. So sometimes we kind of like take it casually. We'll listen to a tape maybe once or twice. Once we get it and said, I got it. But no, you don't have it, because it's not in you. It'll be coming out of you every day and all day. We would go on the trips to different meetings, and we'd come back and we would play those tapes all night long. You know, cassette tapes, people would say that's old fashioned, but the cassette tapes, you could rewind it real quick, you know, rewind it and then come back and you rewind it again and listen again. And I didn't quite get that, rewind it again. You know, and so what we have to do is to keep listening and keep listening and keep listening, and don't turn it loose. See, we have a tendency to listen to them, and after about a week or two or whatever, and we've gone through all 10 tapes or whatever, or 10 MP3s, and then we think we got it. We ain't got it. We don't have it. Because if we... Well, anyway. If we have it, it'll be producing. So we got to stay there and stick with it until we get it. and it starts to produce in our life. Proof in the pudding is the eating. And so we just got to keep doing what we do.
Amen. I never did this before, but the first thing I want to do is salute Philip and Skelton, because they were right up here pushing, breaking ground, and they could see how, you know, my dad, I wasn't much on going in the field. My dad made me go in the field, and you had a Miller splitter. You had a Buster roll wide open. Then you had a pair of choppers. You had some claws that didn't want to turn in the saw like it should be. And chop that row up, and chop it up again. I saw my daddy chop it up, and it became good saw to sow in. I saw here tonight the way Dr. Farr was handling it. It's from pioneering. Phil pioneered. Phil dealt with it when it was real rough. And he dealt with you rough. We didn't care, but he was doing it in love. And so tonight I see how easy it was. I said that to my wife. I said, look at this. How people cheerfully giving. You just did it. I mean, for what I do, this was amazing to me. And I know the Lord will permit me to use these words. I just was real proud to see, to see somebody, you're catching on, you know what I'm saying? Because I know the end result. This God is not a man that he should lie. He said it, like you guys sowing like that, it got to come through, man. You know, and what Mom was talking about is, the Holy Ghost is putting out the revelation for you to function in with your seed.
Yes, sir.
And to make it happen faster.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, yes, ma'am, you got it, your night.
I just want to share with you just something that you probably would not see or would not get an opportunity to see. But I just want to tell you a little bit about his heart. Well, let's put it like this. Ever since he got born again, he's been for the Lord. Wholehearted. He never backed up. You can ask our children. When they see him at home, it's like here. He's the same here. And he's the same at home. He's not another person at home. And he's not another person here. It's the same person. And his heart is for us. Amen. He wants, you really don't know how much he wants each of you to succeed. His heart is in it. You can tell the way he ministers. His heart is in it. And you would never see that unless I tell you, because I see him every day. I'm with him every day. And he talks about you. He talks about what you need to know and how you need to know it and how it's coming through for you. But I just wanted you to know that, because he's not just here talking about money. You see, because we've come from a long way. God has brought us a long way. And you see us now. But back then, when he had that one suit, I mean, he was just like he is now. He was determined to minister God's word and be what God wanted him to be. So his whole heart is for you. It's for us. And he's put it out for us. And I just wanted to let you know, because a lot of you don't You're not in the house with him or anything like that. But his whole heart is for you and for your success.
Now, listen to me. I'm expecting results from this. The Lord's word says so. And we permitted you to sow. And you sowed cheerfully. And some of y'all were sowing like you're out your mind. You're just sowing. And that's the way it got to be sometimes. Just get in there and sow, you know. So Carol and I received the seed. Okay. And tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe I'm at a segment in my ministry that I've only received the seed, but in the name of Jesus, according to the anointing that God has placed on my life for the body of Christ, every seed that was sown, I release your harvest now. And I render Satan helpless against your finances the rest of your days. Go ahead and receive that. I don't take it. Katalala shoko brasandam bondo rabate kesoa. I have no doubt about it that we're in a new era. I think swiftly and fastly you will have prosperity demonstration. Now I want you to watch every demonstration. If it's $5, it's a demonstration. Praise the Lord about it, all right? But I want you to know, watch it, because you're going to have a lot of demonstration. And it's going to be from this meeting. You plant it in a mild woman. Just take care of business, man. And she backed me up 100%. That's why I'm able to do what I can do, because she backed me up 100%. You have a nagging wife at home. You can't do what I do. I had to leave state. But these gentlemen here, they're 100% behind us. I don't say nothing to them. I've never said nothing to them too much about this. I didn't call for this. They stirred up in themselves. They're doing it themselves. You know, a lot of times people be trying to stir people up. But I just want you to you have received a blessing. Rejoice one more time. You notice, I'm going to be finished in a minute. You notice, I never say thank you. Some years back, the Lord revealed to me, thank you is too small for what he want to do for you. And said, thank you is like we make an exchange. You see what I'm saying? But when you sow, and then now I got something to work with, I release your harvest. That's powerful. Doesn't mean we don't have gratitude, but I don't want to interrupt. Yeah, I'm gonna ride and shake hands. You know, I thank all y'all. Thank you. No. You don't do that. All right. So see, you're getting out pretty good. I preached 25 minutes. And you're getting out at about a minute after 10 o'clock. Leroy, you can take over now. I'm through. You through?
Yeah.
All right,
sir.